Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Shrink and Wrap Show, and our shrink Peggy is gone, and I need therapy, and she's gone. She's out of the country, so she'll be back with us in 2 weeks. And hello, my name is Tracy, and I am your host of this show. And join us today is for moral support is my friend Trish. Trish, thank you so much for being here today.
Tracy, thank you for having me here again. I look forward to it.
Yay!
It's going to be a fun show.
I hope it's going to be fun. It's always fun when it's over, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Well, first of all, before we get started, can we play a little Macy Gray? I need a little, up a little bit more. It's a good day. Bobby, I needed a little lift. I need to shake out the nerves.
Great song.
Yeah, isn't that good? I love that song. So, and I'll tell you why she wrote it on another show, because I'm going to play it again, the whole song. So the purpose of this show is to be your friend and to lift your spirits by using song therapy and by getting advice from our licensed therapist. She'll give her opinion. And for me to help you to just have a good day and to be informative and to be a friend to you. So that's the purpose of our show. So before we begin, we'd like to hear from you. Please jot this number down at TAN Talk and on the Shrink and Wrap Show. It's 727-441-3000. 727-441-3000. And you might want to jot that down, because during the show there will be another giveaway.
You want to call in.
Or Trish gets the leftovers. Or
oh,
Bobby.
Well, maybe don't call in then.
Or Lola. So if you're new to our show, I'd like to thank you, first of all, and the other five listeners out there that are listening to me, and to let you know that this is my fourth show with only three shows of experience. Yes, I had two minutes of radio experience. So I've listened to a few shows, Trish, and I realized some ways that I can hopefully improve the show. And I've also noticed some of the mistakes I made. And I think you were on the last show when I made a mistake. Did you pick up any of my mistakes?
I did not. Yeah. And you know what? We're all learning. So, you know, it's just a process. Yeah. But I think you're doing great.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Well, I do want to correct one thing, because last time I was talking about family love, and I had mentioned that families are unforgiving. And I didn't mean to say unforgiving, because there's the ADD in me, and I was trying to focus, looking at the time and everything. But family love is an unconditional love. But
it
see,
is.
My brain was thinking that, but then my words were saying other things. So anyway, that's going to happen on this show. It's the real deal. So do I have a caller?
You have Marianne on the line.
Oh, Marianne, hold on. Oh, you just gave away the secret. Bobby.
Secret.
Oh my gosh.
What's the
okay.
Secret?
The secret's going to, I'm going to let you know right now. All right. Here we go. Before Marianne comes on, hold her on for 1 minute. Okay, so what I want to do is I want to tell you, first of all, we're talking about four types of love, philia, storge, and eros, and philia, and what's the other one? Agape. And agape is the one. So before we get onto these topics, Marianne, I'm going to hold you 1 second because I've got a mystery question, and you're part of it. So don't, Bobby, there's a code word and a secret word.
Okay.
Don't say why she's here yet.
Well, not.
Okay, so before we get started really quick, we have topics. Trish and I were going to talk real quick about The Bachelor. And we're going to talk about The Bachelor. So you and I picked the right girl that he picked. What are your thoughts on the last show?
We did pick the right girl. And first I want to say one thing that really impressed me was the last three girls and then the last two finalists, the way they all built each other up and spoke highly of each other.
Right.
There wasn't competitiveness or jealousy. And I think that's important because we don't see that all the time.
Right.
And especially when you're dating the same guy and hoping for a proposal.
Right. So that's the type of philia love that we've been talking about, friendship and supporting one another. And so it was, they were nice and respectful. Because I think when you tear somebody down, it's really a reflection of yourself. Right?
It is. And so they were classy,
yeah.
I think. And then about the two finalists, well, Gabby, you know, whatever happened to what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas?
Yeah. And never kiss and tell.
Yeah.
I like that phrase, right? Never kiss and tell.
Yeah.
But you know what? They're so young. And it is a different world. It is.
It is. I'm not sure what his purpose was in telling the whole world what happened when they discussed keeping it between them.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you his purpose. His purpose was he had no choice because there were cameras all around.
Yeah.
I promise you, if those cameras were around, he would not have said it. I think he's a great guy, and I think the girls are really sweet, but I'm with you. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, for
yeah.
sure. Bobby, what do you think?
Yeah, this is probably not one I can weigh in on.
From
sorry
a man's
to say,
point of view.
Sorry to say, but...
I totally agree with you. I'm on your side with that one. It's a touchy subject. When Peggy comes back and we talk about Eros love, this subject will be back.
Okay.
You're going to come back and we're going to talk about it because I think it's interesting to love somebody. Oh, I love you. And then, you know,
yeah.
then that happens.
Yeah.
But I think it's in the moment. I do think he's a great guy. I think all the girls were lovely. They're young.
Yeah.
Live and learn.
One last thing I'd like to say, and I don't know if anybody else picked up on this, but when he was confessing his love to Katie at the end and during the proposal, he was calling her Katie Lane. And I kept thinking, that's odd. I've not heard him this whole time ever call her Katie Lane.
Right.
And I knew that wasn't her last name.
Mm-hmm.
And then it dawned on me that I think he picked up on something from Ariel's family when they were trying to get to know him and asked him, do you know Ariel's middle name?
Now, the brother was intimidating him and saying, well, if you love my sister, you'll know her middle name.
And he didn't know it.
Right.
And then, coincidentally,
but he knew
or not,
like the next girl. Yeah, I don't know. I got to say, I got to give him credit for listening and applying that.
Absolutely.
He listened to somebody and took it, and I do, I respect that.
And used it.
Right? Yep. He used it.
I wonder if he knows her favorite color.
Yeah. Oh, he'll be getting to know it, that's for sure. So anyway, so Bobby, you said we have Marianne, but before you get with Marianne on the phone, today our topic is going to be, we're going to be talking about agape love. Okay, and agape love is love of humanity, love of mankind. It's one of the four love topics because I've been curious to know what is love. Why when we love do we hurt the people we love the most? I don't understand that, and I'm trying to figure that out. And how to find happiness through love. You have to give love. So one of the four loves is agape love, and the other one is storge love. So before we bring Marianne on, I would like to be, talk about a single mom who became a billion-dollar beauty queen.
Wow.
And our friend up there, Bobby's going to give us a clue. Raise your hand out there if you have an idea who this might be. You know which song's next.
I do know. Okay. Yes.
And now just play it.
All right. Here we go.
Well, now you may think I'm fooling for the foolish things I do. You may wonder how come I love you when you get on my nerves like you do. Well, baby, you know you love me. There ain't no secret about that. But come on over here and hug me. Baby, I'll spill a fact. Well, honey, it ain't your money, 'cause baby, I got plenty of that. I love you for your pink Cadillac, first leather seats, riding in the back, cruising down the street.
Okay, so Bruce Springsteen, on that note, I would like to introduce you to Marianne, who has earned 16 pink Cadillacs. Can you guess who I'm talking about today when I talk about a billion-dollar beauty queen? And I welcome Marianne. Oh my gosh, do you know who we're talking about today?
Well, I think the pink Cadillac gave it away for me.
That's right. Well, welcome, Marianne, and you can sit here and you can tell us who we're talking about. Welcome to our show. She is a director of 36 years for a lady named Mary Kay. Yes, Mary Kay Cosmetics. And I know Bruce liked the pink Cadillacs, but Prince liked the red Corvette. So anyway, I'm going to go with Mary's ride. So Mary, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thank
this
you.
Is fun.
Pink Cadillac. Well, you have literally driven 6 pink Cadillacs. And, you know, I was going to have Mary on the show for maybe, you know, 5 to 7 minutes to talk about Mary Kay, because she's a lovely person, and she does it from her heart. But when we started talking about Mary Kay, I'm like, we got to talk more about Mary Kay, and I can't believe there's not a movie out there about her. So I'm going to begin. Can you tell me, Marianne, like, what did you do before you started with Mary Kay, and how'd you get started with Mary Kay?
Well, I can tell you this. For those of you who are listening, it's the last thing. I had no idea what Mary Kay was when I got started, but prior to my Mary Kay business, I was a school psychologist for the Pasco County and Hillsborough County school system, mm-hmm. and did that for 10 years. Mm-hmm. And you know, it was okay. I enjoyed it. I loved working with people. I've always enjoyed working with people. But after a while, I thought, is this all there is? I was a young woman thinking there's got to be something else, and had no idea that it would one day be Mary Kay. Mm-hmm. I met a teacher that I was working with, and she was excited about her part-time Mary Kay business. She was a single parent of 2 beautiful girls, and she needed additional income. Mm-hmm. And so she invited me to have a Mary Kay facial. I didn't know what that was, mm-hmm. but I was game, so I tried the product. And unbeknownst to me, I was using another very, you know, premier product at the time, and she had to convince me that Mary Kay was going to be equally as good. Well, I tried it, and I fell in love with it.
That's awesome.
And the product was great.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
And that's kind of how I started, and I held a party for her. Mm-hmm. Invited my friends. They all loved the product, and they were people who never wore skincare.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to a meeting after she asked me several times, to which I said no many times. Finally, I went.
Mm-hmm.
When I went to this meeting, I saw women there of all ages, all shapes and sizes, all different educational backgrounds, all different, everything you could imagine. people were represented there.
Mm-hmm.
But the woman who led the meeting is the woman who changed my life.
Mm-hmm.
She was upbeat. She was excited. She loved her business. She had diamonds dripping off of every finger. She had a pink Cadillac in the driveway outside the Marriott Hotel.
Wow.
And she had been on all these luxury trips all around the world, and she was having a ball. And I have to say this, that was not happening for me in the school system.
Well, I love like how you got started, but how and when did Mary Kay get started with Mary Kay Cosmetics? Can you give us a little background to that?
Yes, Mary Kay got started in September of 1963.
Mm-hmm.
And Mary Kay Ash was, I'm going to guess, that she was about 45 years old at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a single parent for the most of her years. She was a single parent.
Mm-hmm.
And when she started Mary Kay Cosmetics, she had already been working, and as a single parent had to find employment that would work around raising three children.
Mm-hmm.
So what she had done is she was in sales.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of the companies that she worked for were the party plan type of sales. And if you can think about 1963,
mm-hmm.
only 6% of women worked outside their homes back in the day.
Which is amazing, and which is so inspiring. I mean, back in 63, that's just incredible to me, and the success of her business has been incredible. But so what are her core philosophies and purposes of the company?
Well, what she, you know, based on her background, what she had to do was try to figure out how do you work full time and take care of your children.
Mm-hmm.
And so when she was passed over for promotions due to gender bias, really and truly,
mm-hmm.
she decided this isn't going to work. So she quit.
Mm-hmm.
And she decided to write a book. And when the book was about to be published, she said, forget this. I think I've put a marketing plan on paper that will work. And that was the birth of her new company.
That's amazing.
She said, I'm going to start this company. She started the company with $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
And her husband was going to be, at that time she had a husband. Her husband was going to be her business partner.
Mm-hmm.
He passed away 30 days prior to the start of this company.
Isn't that awesome?
So she and her 20-year-old son were the beginnings of Mary Kay Cosmetics. Actually, it's called Beauty by Mary Kay.
Yes,
and they
we were talking about
company.
That before yeah. the show. Trish actually informed me about that there was another name for her company.
She's
so
a brave woman.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because Trish was asking me about that.
It was Beauty by Mary Kay in mm-hmm. a 1,200 square foot little shop in Dallas. And she did use the party plan, because that's what she was familiar with. And then her other son came to work with her a few months later, and then her daughter ultimately came to work with her as well.
Mm-hmm.
And her philosophies are simple.
Mm-hmm.
To put God first, your family second, and your career third. Because as a single parent, that's what she experienced. And that if as a mom,
mm-hmm.
if you are not able to take care of your children, then you can't concentrate at work.
Mm-hmm.
And so we still teach those principles today.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, one of the things that I find interesting is that, you know, we are the people are all about flex time now and working from home.
Mm-hmm.
But if you think about it, we had started this flex time and working from home in 1963.
Well, that's why I thought it was so interesting, because, you know, everybody, what they want now, Mary Kay did back in 1963. I think that's incredible. I mean, I'm really impressed with this.
She was ahead of her time in her thought process.
Way ahead of
her
time, yes. Yeah.
And she really was. She was quite the visionary for what women needed, and she wanted to make sure that women had an opportunity to rise to the top of whatever their career field was if they were just given the opportunity. And she wanted to be a pioneer for women, because at that time, different now, but at that time, women were denied that opportunity, and
mm-hmm.
she was a champion for women.
Mm-hmm.
And we have no territories in our company. And something you mentioned earlier, Tracy,
mm-hmm.
about agape love,
mm-hmm.
we have a policy that any Mary Kay consultant can go to any function across the country in anyone else's group without compensation being expected by those directors who lead that group. It's called the Adoptee Program.
Mm-hmm.
We just take everybody in as if they're family, treat them as our own, regardless of whether or not you're getting compensated for it.
Wow.
And that is unheard of.
Wow.
In today's business world. And it's been happening from the inception of this company. I forgot to tell you that.
Wow, that's very interesting.
Works.
Yeah, it does work. And I think sometimes people think the opposite, and it's those things that matter. She's also contributed to how many trees that Trish and I, Trish, can you tell me what you got on that?
1.2 million trees across the globe she contributed to.
She contributed. So she took her success and she shared it with the world, and she shared, this is what we're talking about, agape love, which is another part of finding self-love, where people, when you're looking for happiness, you got to give love and what you get in return. But to me, she gave back in so many different ways. And agape love today was the love for humanity. She gave to women for opportunity, her family, her friends. I mean, I'm just really impressed. But Marianne, you also had mentioned she had an inspirational quote from her father. You had mentioned that to me as well. Can you share that?
Yeah, I sure can. It was from her mother, mm-hmm. and it was just simple. You can do it, because she had to take care of her father when she was a young girl because he was ill and her mother was working. And she would say, "Honey, you can do it," because she had to take care of him. And she would always end whatever she asked of Mary Kay to do for her father, she would just say, "Honey, you can do it." And the "you can do it" inspirational quote Mary Kay uses in our business today to encourage people that whatever your dreams are, you can do it. Mm-hmm. If you believe it, you can do it. Mm-hmm. And it really does. It's powerful.
Well, and it was planted in her subconscious. And I think even as a parent, for me, I go back, gosh, I wish I had been saying that to my son even when he was younger. There are things that I did, but just this little piece of information. My son's wonderful, but I'm just saying that you learn, you know, more things of what could help people to be successful.
The power of suggestion
exactly
is strong.
Right. That is exactly right. Put the words in my mouth. So let me ask you, Marianne, we've got what's called a radio clock here, and it was my first vocabulary word, thanks to Peggy. She looked it up. She goes, "There's a radio clock here," and I've had to learn to be punctual. So I wanted to thank you, but before we go, I'd like to have you back on another day, but would you please, for anyone, I mean, this is a company where you have flexibility, and some people want extra income. They want something on the side to do because they want something more, or they want their own pocket change. But how do they get in touch with you for any more information about Mary Kay and the cosmetics that they have? I mean, they've got a great line of cosmetics. They also have some things for men as well. So, but how can they get in touch with you, Marianne?
Let me give you a website, Tracy.
Okay.
It's MaryKay.com. Mm-hmm. / and then it's my name, Marianne, MarianneMason, Mason, MASON.
Mm-hmm.
So it's MaryKay.com/MarianneMason.
Okay.
Or they can email me, pinkpurpose@gmail.com.
I love it. You have no idea how much I appreciate this. And someone needs to make a movie about her. I can't believe there's not a movie about her, because there's so much more that she's not talking about. But the one thing that I want to say about Mary Kay, which ties into the show, is she was rich in spirit. Again, she put God, faith, and family in order. And the topic of love, when we talk about these four types of love, which I've been trying, and I'm learning myself, and I'm learning to apply them again because you forget about them. But she had, to me, all four types of love, and she had a balance in her life, because when Tony Robbins talks about people that are super successful and they're missing something, I think Mary Kay had all four of these. I just think her principles of love led to a happy life and joy. And I don't know. I don't think I could say it any better than that. Do you have any afterthoughts on that? Or
very successful.
No.
And
yeah.
I'm going to be looking for your pink Cadillac.
Oh, you'll
on the
see
road.
It. It's, she, yeah, you see it all over. And Marianne, congratulations to you. 36 years. What? Wow, they're lucky to have you too. And I'd love to have you back on the show, and we'll talk about some of her products maybe next time. But thank you.
I would love it.
Thank you so much. And you have a great day. We'll be talking to you soon. Thank you.
Thank you for thinking of me. And thank you very much.
Thank
nice
you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Take care. Okay. So on that note, Trish, you know, my very, very best friend opened up a purse line, and she is our sponsor on the show. And I'm just going to be talking about her, but we do have a purse giveaway right now. I'm going to do it a pastel pink, the Norma.
Oh, a perfect purse for Easter.
For Easter is what I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
And it's spring. So Joey James, the label, she is the sponsor for her show. She is my best friend, and she does have the Mary Kay qualities, and I think it's very appropriate to give her.
She does have those qualities.
So I'm going to give you the number really quick right now, because if you don't call, Trish is going to get her purse.
Oh, don't call.
I'm just kidding. Or Bobby. Bobby can give it away. All right, so 727. Oh, what is our number here? 431? 3000?
441-3000.
All right, thank you. Say that again, Bobby, one more time. You said it so well.
727-441-3000.
Yeah, that's a radio voice. Thank you.
I wouldn't say that, but it is a phone number.
Call now. Code word is love. Right now, first caller gets that beautiful purse. So, I want to share our next guest. But before I do, I want to explain to you that this is, again, I don't know how this has happened. Somehow I'm doing multiple shows. I only wanted to do one show, Trish. You know the story.
I know.
And here I am on my fourth show, and I got
five. It's addictive.
What's 4 minus 52? So, okay, I do have someone on the line, but before I...
Do you have a winner.
We have a winner.
I believe so. Caroline.
Caroline.
Oh.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Welcome to the show. And you are our purse winner?
I guess I am.
You are now. Guess what? That's what you're getting. You're going to get the Joey James. It's a pastel pink purse for spring and for love. And I'm representing that for my friend and for Mary Kay. And I love that you're the lucky winner today. So do you have any thoughts? Oh, we have an audience. So do you have any thoughts on our segment?
It's just beautiful. Thank you so much for all your friends, too.
Thank you. Listen, we're a friend here, and this is like our lunch, and that's what we want to do. We want to live, and we want to meet people out here. We want to be your friend. We want to lift spirits up. Keep that number handy and call us anytime, and Bobby will get your address, and we'll get that purse to you tomorrow. It'll be in the mail tomorrow. And courtesy of Joey James, the label, who is my best friend, who's starting out a company like Mary Kay.
And you find them online.
And you find them online at joeyjamesthelabel.com. And Trish has one, and they're lovely. So congratulations to you, and you have a happy spring.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Aw, thank you. Thank you for calling. We hope to hear from you in our show and in future shows. Okay, so now I'm going on to, see the radio clock right now says 3:34. So just to let you know, like I've got a lot to do.
Let's go.
So I might need another hour. Okay, so I want to say real quick before I get our next guest on. I started this wanting to know what love is for Valentine's Day. And each show, I'm like, what am I going to do the next show? And then I found these four topics of love. The other day I was thinking, Trish, I thought, wow, I've been talking about love. And look, here it is, Easter, and it's Passover. And I thought, that's kind of weird. I feel like it was just kind of guided into these lovely holidays. Yeah. So that's how these segments have led up to our next guest, who is Terry Lee Pippin Brown. And I'm going to introduce her right now. Is she on the line?
Oh. Try to get her again.
You're trying to get her again. Oh, wait. You know what? I need a tech. Let me see real quick, Bobby. I think, yeah. She just texted me. They're going to call me, right? Okay, here. I'm going to go. I'm going to get her on the line. Hold on 1 second. Well, Terry Lee Pepin Brown's going to be talking about... Yeah, she's not on the line.
Probably because I'm calling her.
Are you calling her? Okay, well, do I have the right number? Trish, can you go out there and give him this just to make sure? Hold on, this is what I'm talking about. This is the real deal. Give him that number. Make sure it's right.
Terry is here.
Oh, Terry's there. Oh, thank God.
I'm here.
Girl, thank God you're here. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Hey, that's my line every day, Tracy.
Thanks, Jesus. Well, first of all, I want to thank you so much for coming to the show and or being, you know, on here. And before we get started, Terry, I met you through Renee, who's our entertainment host. And when I met you, you have such a beam of light, and you're always bringing people together, and you're always inspiring people with the right words of wisdom. And I thought, who can I have come on and talk about Easter who can really talk about Easter? And Terry, I thought of you. So welcome to the show, and thank you so much for being here. And how are you doing?
I'm doing fabulous.
Good.
I'm honored to be talking about Easter because, like most believers and Christ followers, it's the most important event in history of the world because mm-hmm. it gives us hope. Mm-hmm. It gives us hope about new beginnings. And it is actually the number one form of love, which is the agape love that you talk about.
Right.
So, you know, agape love is a fatherly love of God. And no matter what, it's the highest form of love. It is a sacrificial love that transcends and persists regardless of any circumstance. That's how God loves us.
Mm-hmm.
And we love others. We know it's not always easy, but that's what agape love is. And I love that you're doing this segment.
Thank you.
At this time.
Well, I thought of you. And it's really funny how you came into my life through Renee, and you're the one that invited me to go see 80 for Brady. And then it just kind of like, I let these shows kind of roll with the way things, like the song Unwritten. I open the door, whatever comes my way. And Terry came into my life, and she's got some goals to speak, you know, and she's got her own personal goals that I know about. And I'm hoping that this will be the wind under her wings, like your dad said, to lift her and to do what she wants to do. But she's very inspirational. I'm on her Facebook and I listen to what she says. So, but you had mentioned, so Easter is, we all know what Easter is, but it's the symbol of hope, renewal, and new life, what you just said. So what do you, it's April 9th is Easter, is that correct? This year,
Yes. Right. But before Christianity, Easter was a celebration because of spring equinox, because Jesus was crucified in the spring of AD 30 or AD 33.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Good Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why also Good Friday was the crucifixion. It was the first day of when the Jews also celebrated Passover, because that commemorates the liberation of the Jewish people being freed from slavery.
Mm-hmm.
So when Jesus was crucified and 3 days later he rose, that's what gives us hope that as believers we will never die.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what that's about. And that's what Easter's truly about.
And they named it.
Oh, by the way, I wanted to tell you a little tidbit, which I just did a little research myself because you and I were speaking of this before.
Mm-hmm.
Easter actually came from the name Ostray. Mm-hmm. And it was goddess of England, and it was actually a pagan thing before, where a lot of religions like Christmas, Halloween, or a lot of holidays, this would be Christmas, Halloween, and Easter, pagans have introduced a lot of their beliefs into our faith or our religion.
Mm-hmm. And that's how a lot of that stuff.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how things got started, just like the Easter Bunny, and the bunny, you know, that signifies. You know, fertility and birth, and that's where that came from, the egg.
Right.
And that's where we created the Easter egg hunt.
And I'm glad you said that, because I asked 8 people, Trish, we talked about this.
Yep.
Okay, I've celebrated eggs and bunnies, and I'm like, well, why am I celebrating that?
I was just always happy to eat the chocolate ears off the bunny and get my chocolate.
And the business side of it's pretty interesting, too. You had to look at those numbers.
Nearly 71 million pounds of chocolate candy sell during the week leading up to Easter.
Yeah.
That's a lot of chocolate.
So it symbolizes everything that Terry's saying. So Terry, I feel bad because I am dealing with a radio clock, and I don't ever want to rush anybody. But I have to ask you, what about services? Because for people that want to go and celebrate Easter, or they're looking for God to come in their life?
This is a time to encourage a lot of people. And actually, Easter is the biggest time where people go to church.
Right.
So I'd like to encourage all the listeners out there to invite somebody to go to church or come to the Easter. I'm a Luke family church, great family church girl. We are non-denominational church.
Mm-hmm.
We have 7 services. You can go to easteratgrace.com and you can find out all of our services. We have a Friday night service, and there's free food after the Friday night services, Saturday services, and we have Sunday services. We have at least 2 services the whole weekend of Easter celebration.
Okay, and I think there's a couple of churches, different areas as well, but Terry, thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome so much. I have a lot on your clock, so thank you for having me.
I appreciate it. Do you have a closing statement? Because I don't want to be rude. I hate this. I hate, like, when I have to rush somebody. But I've got 2 other. I hate doing this. It makes me feel sad, but I do have to rush this topic.
We need 2 hours, maybe.
We need 2 hours. That's right. Do you have any closing statements?
insist that I'm inviting you to Easter service with me.
I'll be there. I will be there. Trish, you going to go? We're going to go?
I will go.
We'll be there.
All right.
Terry, thank you so much, and you have a happy Easter. Thank you.
Love.
Bye-bye. Okay,
thank you. And on that note, I have a song I would like to play from Carrie Underwood. I've never heard this song, and I spent 2 hours, and I'm going to play this song from Carrie Underwood. Bobby, I was just telling Trish, it's just a beautiful song, and it took me about 3 hours. I had like 5 or 6 songs picked out for today, and that was the winner for me. So on the phone, I have right now, we're going right into Storgi Love, which we'll talk about the pronunciation. I think I'm pronouncing it wrong, but I'm going to go with Storgi. And because of time and the radio clock, we have Christine on the phone with Sages. Christine, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Doing good. How are you doing today?
Oh, it's been a busy day already.
I know. And Christine, please don't think I'm being rude, because again, this is new to me and I'm dealing with the radio clock, but you know you'll be coming back on many times. And I met you through Kara Gordon acting class in Tampa. I met Christine through some friends. But Christine, tell us about SAGES.
So SAGES, S-A-G-E-S, mm-hmm. stands Senior Actors Guild and Education Services.
Okay.
And we are a 501c3 community theater group mm-hmm. of old adults, age 50 and up. Mm-hmm. I think our oldest right now is 92.
Mm-hmm.
And we put on plays with purpose for the community for free. And we do this in collaboration with our first responders, like law enforcement, fire rescue, 911, all to address different safety topics that mm-hmm. affect as we age mm-hmm. and that people particularly do not like to talk about.
Right. I know. You guys have, listen to this, Trish, one of the plays, the title is Phony Baloney. And it's about it's stopping scams for targeting older adults, which...
that's a good topic.
It sure is. But go ahead. I'm going to let you take the floor. You take over here, because I want to know when SAGES started and you just explained the purpose a little bit and when the upcoming shows are.
Well, like I said, we shine a light on life-affirming topics for older adults mm-hmm. while showing respect and joy mm-hmm. for the wisdom that comes with life's experience.
Mm-hmm.
So our playwright and co-founder, Linda Goldman,
mm-hmm.
Was taking groups of friends from her temple to community theater for mm-hmm. social outings.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a few years back, and she realized that their stories were not on stage.
Mm-hmm.
It is older was like a character to either like a stigma of negative aging or to be the butt of a joke.
Mm-hmm,
she just mm-hmm. not seeing their vibrant, resilient stories on stage. And so she decided to teach herself and take a course in how to write a play.
I love it.
So that was in 2016. Mm-hmm. And when I came across her, I realized this was a format that really was going to speak to our community.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, I was working in fall prevention was my big soapbox.
Mm-hmm.
I was in fall because my mom had gone through so many and had total hip replacements and all of that. And I really wanted to help prevent falls. And nothing we were doing was moving the needle. Lunch and learn, mm-hmm. health fairs, that sort of thing. And so in speaking to our first responders, we learned that falls in Pinellas County were in the thousands, 25,000 more a year they would get calls for falls for older adults.
Wow.
And that number just kept growing by 10% mm-hmm. every single year.
Mm-hmm.
And so at her, I said, you need to write a play about fall prevention. This is what we need to do.
It's a birth
kind of laugh. Uh-huh. Exactly like that.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh, that.
Right.
But, it really, what this does is it brings true stories to life. Everything in her script is true. It's taken place either by something that she knows, that our team knows, or that our first responders have told us about. And these stories resonate because everyone is dealing with them, whether it's fall prevention or scams, like you said. And we lace humor throughout all of it. It's just interwoven in there so that people know, listen, we can recognize these stories. We've heard ourselves say these things. We've done these things ourselves. This is not about trying to avoid these topics. It's about empowering people to know what to do that's best for them and doing it for free. So getting a whole community around it together.
And not feeling alone while they're doing it,
being able to laugh at
being
it
able to
and
laugh.
Accept
There's,
it
yeah.
for that.
And support.
Well, the biggest is the community aspect of it. I mean, this has been a mission for me my whole life. I've always volunteered with nonprofits and been an advocate for vulnerable populations. And so this has really culminated to be something exciting, energizing, and very, very thoughtful on these topics that are going to make a difference in people's lives or even save lives. Because now we've seen with the play, cooperating and working with our fire rescues and 911, that this education has started a snowball effect that is reducing the number of calls for falls for older adults for the first time in 5 or 6 years.
Wow.
They are thrilled to see people paying attention. And so we just decided to apply that to other topics that really needed that kind of support as well, like stopping scams. Way too much money is lost to scams. And it's not about being smart, because very smart people can fall victim to a scam.
Right.
It's about being informed. So these plays all educate and empower while they entertain, and it creates discussion. It makes the community come together, and our audiences of 100 to 300 to 500 people realize they're not alone.
I love it, and it applies to storge love, you know, it's family love. It applies to philia love and agape, and I love what you're doing. Real quick, because I have 1 minute, and I feel so bad, but you know I'm going to be having you on the show, and I always want you to share the plays. They're going to start here. I'll be happy to promote and share, because they really are. And when you see the acting ability, it's amazing. And these, you know, with they're not even like real actors, but the heart goes into it, and it is so much fun and great. The topics are amazing. So can you tell me when the first, I've got literally, because I don't want to be rude, I have 1 minute, but can you tell me?
Some of them are very much real actors. I mean, they have done this for a long time.
Oh, they
some
are real actors. Oh. I'm sorry.
They're all over 50, though, did you say?
Very, very talented.
Yes.
Pardon?
Did you say they're all over 50 years old, all the actors?
Yes, most of all of our lead roles go to seniors. So that's age 62, 92.
Yeah, well, I didn't mean that they're not real actors. I meant like, you know what I'm talking about, like back in Hollywood,
well,
whatever, but they're really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really, really good. And we do have our shows coming up in April, Phony Baloney.
Yes.
The one about stopping scams.
I want to go to that one.
So do I.
You want to go?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's go. Phony Baloney.
We have 2 dates.
Okay.
You can register on our website, on the top banner on our website, for your free seat.
Okay.
Saturday, April 15th.
Okay.
At 2 p.m.
Okay.
And that's at the Omni Center in Dunedin.
Okay.
And that is on our website. And then Saturday, the 22nd, this following Saturday, at 2 p.m. at Katherine Hickman Theater in Gulfport.
Okay, perfect. And you know, Christine, I'm going to have you on whenever shows are coming up. Can you tell us your website one more time?
Yes, the website is Stages, S-A-G-E-S, Theater, H-E-A-T-E-R, the normal spelling, .org. And we have plays coming up in May. That one's Memory Lane. And in June, that's Dealmaker. So, yeah, we would love to see your listeners come and join us and give their feedback. That's a very big part of being in the audience for a play with purpose, is that you will be providing feedback that goes directly to the playwright, could end up in the next play, and very much makes a difference in the community.
Yeah. And you will be coming on, and you'll be sharing, and maybe you can bring some of your actors and actresses on air, and we can talk about the plays and take it from there. So
we'd love.
Thank you so much. I told Trish, I hate having to rush people, but I do have to go because we got 5 more minutes and I've got one more guest coming on, but I will be talking to you and Trish and I, maybe get a couple people and go see that show.
That would be fun.
Yes, yay! April 15th. I want to go.
You said they're free. Do you take donations? Or is
absolutely.
It?
That's how we exist. Completely on donations. So absolutely.
All right. Well,
good
we'll
to
be
know.
There. Can't wait. Thank you.
And we'll have American Sign Language interpreters at the Dunedin show.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Wow.
That's very nice.
You guys think of everything.
They do.
I love it. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, and I'll be talking to you soon. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you. So I just, Renee. We've got Renee. We've got like 2 minutes, girl.
Hey, girl.
Hello. So Renee, by the way, introduced me to Terry and their friends. And Renee is a light. Trish is a light. This show is run on Philia Love, Family Love, My Family, My Friends. That is the sponsor of the show and new friends. So I want to thank everybody. So Renee, you know how the radio clock is. So what's going on
in
Tampa
Bay? Okay, well, we're going to hit
2 minutes.
We're going to hit something real quick because I have been wanting to let y'all know about this great musical, speaking of music and theater, that's coming this Sunday at the Strauss Center. And the musical is called Hit the Musical.
Mm-hmm.
It's an action-packed show that's like decades of music hits from Broadway to pop, R&B, country. But the great little story about this is My daughter was in this traveling group, local traveling group here in Tampa Bay.
Uh-huh.
And they decided a while back that they were going to go out and do a little play off of America's Got Talent. So they went across the United States and toured, auditioned 7,000 contestants and brought in 24 to 42 contestants. They narrowed it down.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing a national tour, and they're stopping in 42 cities.
Wow.
Wow, I know, it seems like a lot.
Incredible.
And we have one day here in Tampa Bay, and you guys got to see it. It's a matinee. You can get your tickets if you're interested.
Okay.
You can get your tickets at thehitstour.com.
Can you repeat that?
The Hits, H-I-T-S, Tour, T-O-U-R,
.com. Awesome. Renee, thank you
so
Oh, I'm sorry.
And before I forget, really quick, Busch Gardens is starting their concert series, and you guys got to check it out because there are a lot of concerts that are coming up with some great talent.
Yes. And who? Do you have any idea of who's out there this year?
Well, I wanted to tell you just because it's this weekend, and it's coming up on Easter and holiday. Jeremy Camp is a Christian artist. From Nashville, and he is amazing.
Is he good?
Do you like that music?
I know, I love that you're sharing that on the show, because today it's all about Easter, Passover, and all that.
I know.
So, yeah, so, Renee, thank you so much. It's 3:58. Girl, I am so sorry. I was going to get her on earlier, but her voice is gone anyway. So, Renee.
I apologize, you guys.
You sound great, though, and this girl can sing. She can sing, I can tell you.
Still want to hear it.
One of these days she's going to do it.
And you can really hear it in my voice right now. She's lying.
Yeah, you sound great. Renee, thank you so much, and I'll be talking to you and get that voice better.
Thank you. Look forward to it.
Okay, and thank you, honey.
Bye-bye.
So before we go today, I have a conclusion for today's show. So in conclusion, and first of all, thank you for being here. In conclusion, today's show, no matter what your belief system is, the common denominator is love. Love is a universal theme found in all religious traditions. So Bob Marley and I will close with this message. Take it away, Bob. One love. Here we go. Have a great weekend.
Let's get together and feel all right.
Hear the children crying.
One love.
Hear the children crying.
One heart.
Saying,
give thanks and praise to the Lord,
and I will feel all right. Saying, let's get together and
feel all right.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.